Hello, this is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Art Review Program. Today I'm celebrating smaller venues that are rocking summer art. A couple of weeks ago, I had a splendid meal at the Excelsior restaurant celebrating multiple birthdays. My sister came back from the loo exclaiming about a beautiful piece of art in the ladies that she would buy if she had the money. My husband and I exchanged significant looks. He nodded, and I slid off down the hallway to see what she was looking at. Not only the loo, but the hallway had been turned into a gallery featuring local watercolorist Ella Morrow's bright, lush images. And yes, my sister got her birthday painting. At Full City Coffee at 842 Pearl, Karen Deet has a mini show called The Joy of Art. I think you'll really enjoy her three old ladies being blown by their umbrellas down a windswept street in Paris. On the other side of the room, look for Art and Photography by Richard McConochie. Especially a surprisingly emotional image called First Time of a robot looking out over the ocean. A dentist's office is another great place to see art. If that dentist is Dr. Don Dexter's office at 2233 Willamette, Suite B. Judy Lamb is currently showing The Faces of New York City, and with her is Katie Royce in the forest among the trees. A small venue with a big show is Lincoln Gallery at 309 West 4th. Unconventional Canvas is a showcase of unique artwork inspired by the idea that anything can be a canvas for creativity. From stones and metals to windows and doors, this show will make you smile, make you feel, and make you think. And isn't that what art should do? Like Homer Simpson said, this art ain't going to appreciate itself, people. So step into the New Zone Gallery at 220 West 8 or head to the back classroom gallery at Oregon Art Supply at 1020 Pearl. Small is beautiful, so take time to look around you at all the small venues that are rocking summer art. Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.